to the schedule. Hopefully, I'm no Shia Thursday, no Shia Sunday. You should start Chazara, because it was a long Chazara, yeah? Monday, I hope to talk about Hanukkah. Talk about Lincoln. That's only fair. One day, at least we have Shabbos in our hands. And Tuesday, Linetta, a week from today, we start Chazara. Chazara is going to be a long Chazara. And the Bechina is the following Thursday with an alternate the following Sunday after that. And then we start, but that time is very regular Shia. Regular Shia, the Sunday. We have only really 2 weeks to do the next Inyana, which we want to talk about on Tzah. And then we break for the next semester. And again, the leading candidate is Rafua to start with, but not all the votes aren't in. We can talk about that also as we go. Okay. The Yad and the Shmaya Rabosai, we're learning today a sugi really Masechta Beitza, which we've spoken about here a few times. And I want to show it to you inside. Not everyone has a Gemara Beitza in front of them, so we'll see it on the screen. Baruch Hashem, we have Shas in front of us. Shas at our fingertips. It's amazing. Talmud Bavali. You know what? No. Okay, let's get out of here. How do we get out? Oh, we've shown it. It's faster this way. It saves time. We'll start with the rush. You saw this last time. We're going to see it again. Spent a lot of time on the list. This time he's still starting to see it again. The famous Gemara talks about someone who, what is he doing? What does it say over here? Hanos en shemen b'ner chayim eshem ma'avir ha-mistapik chayim eshem mechaba. Kos va toisvis. Hoda chosh edem mechaba hayinu b'shem d'kshem b'mayit ha-shem ed u'machiko mipi ha-ner shu dolek miyad keya or ha-ner vein dolek yofa kibetchila. Bahavalei mechaba. What is Tosaf Lashon? Who remembers? Nirek kibur. Big difference, right? Ein lefarish. Mishum de memar kvias aner kshiyichla hashemen. Which is a simple pshat. Ha'ino gram kibur. It can be it makes it quicker. Tosaf is saying. Ha'ino gram kibur. Shnech Rabbi Yosef HaChachamim. An Adav. Shabbos Av Kuf Chaf. Okay? Ha'ino karabonan. Gram kibur mutter. Now, notice the word mutter. Why is it emphasized? What is mutter? Why is it green?
I think because it's a hyperlink to another, maybe the carbon methanol or something.
Oh, no, it's not carbon methanol.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
I'm just curious. I'm going to press it.
I go to Shri.
Yeah, that's what it says. Okay, good. Okay. Mutter, but why is the word mutter critical? What did we learn until now? About Gram Kibui. So the Mordechai, what did Mordechai say about Gram Kibui? It says in my Ramashari, you forgot? I was like, oh, but I'm going to do Mordechai, Shin Sadi Tess. The Chaza. That's correct. He's only with Malcolm Hepsi, not just on Mutter. He's also the word Mutter. Mutter sounds like it's Mutter in all cases. That's not what it says in our Mordechai. Shin Sadi Tess, those who have on my print, it's on page Chav Vav. Okay. Aver Rabbeinu Yoel Pirish, the last three lines of Shin Sadi Tess, Chavav Kalam 2 in my print. Afila biyomtiv lo sharin and gram kibur lechatchila. Not only on Shabbos not, but even on Yomtiv not. Ela b'malkam hezik dafka. Okay. And before that, Rabbeinu Yomtiv says the line before, he's matirid on Yomtiv. But not on Shabbos. So you have two opinions in the Mordechai. Yontif Mutter not Shabbos, or Shabbos is again. Shabbos is awesome and Shlomach Mefsid and Yontif the same, Rabbeinu Yoel. And Rabbeinu Yontif, be careful. Yontif, Rabbeinu Yontif. Rabbeinu Yontif says, no, I'm a Yontif man. On my birthday, Yontif, my name is Yontif. Yontif, it's Mutter. But Shabbos, not my day, that's going to be also Lechatchila. Right? And there is a view, which is quoted, that it's mutter all the time. What do they quote? The Rosh. Timely Rav Rabbanan, Gram Kibur Mutter. He's talking about Shabbos now. Yes, we're talking about Yom in our case, but he used the word mutter. So there are those who claim, based on this word mutter, you hear what's going on? Based on the word mutter, there are those who claim that the Rosh argues on both of these Gedolim and the Mordechai Shin Tzadi Tess and hold Gram Kibur Mutter. I mean, the Gemara says it, Shari. Okay, fine. Vi Aish Roferes, Al Pia Ner, the Osir, Shabbos Chotesim and Beis, Dilmos and Stapukimine, we saw this at the Shay yesterday. Hainu Akochem and Beis, Shememaher Kibuyo. Can't give this trap. This trap won't work. Why? Shaino Machesh Marane Klal, Shemer Ner, the Ola Mole Shemin, Kimina Shroferes, Metaftev Tamid, Lior Haner, after you stop him at me, Shemin, Shemetoka Shroferes, Eno Machesh Marane. So therefore, he rejects what he said until now. What's the reason for that din? What? Shememarim kibuyo. Before he said, A lefarish, mar kibuyo. Now he says, yesh lefarish, mar kibuyo. I, Rabbanon, who all gram kibuyo, mutter? No, modu bahai gram kibuyo, the chayef. Why? This is worse. Why is this worse? Yadkala pligios, and other mishum she'en ono geber davar dolik. Hello, also the davar chutzalo. Hagor masakibui. Shetagia shama adleka. Abul hocha. Hashem and vapsila shtein gorman as adleka. I'm a mite, meyacha mehem, a maras kibui. Chayav. Again, Tagor Sosha, we'll see. Okay, that's what it says. And behind the time of the Nosan Shemin Benair, should the Marach Babarosa. Ilu no Nosan Shemin Benair, hoya kovak shiach la Shemin Shemin. The Mashu dolek, mekan veelach. Habik ilu huid liko. So to kibui, the mar kibui ideation is tapping in on air. Habe kilu kibahu, period, rebosai. There's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh. A fundamental machlokas, a fundamental dispute. Good. Get an impression it's chayev, not with Rabbanan, as we said before. Fine. The Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish has a svara that is quoted over here, which is in the Rosh, which is also found in Rashi Chav Tes, that we saw the very end of yesterday's shiur. What was the Rosh of Rashi? He designated this. Want to see one more time? Just one more time, refresh our memories. Rashi, Chof Tes Amud Beis. Chof Tes Amud Beis. What did Rashi say? Rashi and the Mishnah. The Kevan Dikseu Lener Chai Mishnah Mechaber. Since it was designated for this fire, you remove it. The Chai Mishum Mechaber. Good. Chazon Ish says no. Chazon Ish says that's not a svara d'oraisa. But in order to show you, do we have, where are we? Are we on to a chokmah on?
No.
Can I, you get me, help me out with it? Oh, it's off today. Okay, it's off.
You can get the Chazon Ish on Hebrew books.
We'll manage without them. Let's go back to what we can get. I have ways of outsmarting most of these things. Not everything. I luckily brought my Arachah Shabbos with me to be able to read it to you. I'll read it to you. For those who want to look it up later on, but when we get this thing online, up and running, it's on page Resh Mem Dalid and Hey. Make the following comment in the name of the Chazon Ish. He says like this. Chazon Ish says, that the word gram kibui, you have to be very careful whether you take the word literally or not. I'm quoting to you. It's from Chazon Ish Lamed Chesvov. The lashon gram kibui shekos utolz v'rosh ain't a bedafka. Doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean it. What's he saying? He's saying, don't take the word Gram Kibui literally. Here, Rabosai, it's much less than Gram Kibui. What's it comparable to? Watch this. Watch this. The Gemara has been famous. Kinva Shari. What is Kinva? Last chap. Medura ha'asuya me'etzim dakim shemuta lahosim mehem kodem sha'ochos mehem ma'ur. You have a fireplace and there's some twigs that are part of the fire of the firewood for the fireplace. But meanwhile, the fire has not caught on to them. You may remove them. How do you reconcile this with what you just said before? Perhaps by saying each twig is a separate entity, as opposed to here, where the entire oil is one big piece. That maybe shot for this, maybe. Once we're here, before I forget, let's take a look at these two Elgos Osheris, because once we're here, why shouldn't we take advantage? Okay. Umikanesh lahatir candle. Shigadola mishava lachad remena lamata. There's a quantum sheet of satosis. Kevin the Bishar shukhodek osa ena machish or a cloud. Avi shugorem kibui. Yeah, that's what he says over here. Very important. And then he says the chatchila, it's all awesome, as he said before. So it's just like an ally of Rabbeinu Yoel, the chatchila should be done. Okay, so it could be that the candle is one big piece and the twigs are separate entities. That's a possibility. Same shot in the Rosh and Masechta that we saw. So, okay. Now, in order, this Svara, Rabosai, that this doesn't really mean what it's supposed, supposedly what it sounds like it's saying, is relevant in the following sense. Watch this. Maman Avraham, it's in the Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. Sifkot Yud. Watch this. Now. Lech Alemishu Mishim Gram Kibui. The question is, you take a candle out to a place where right now there's no wind. Any moment the wind can kick up. No. Tolo shari elalim noah shelo yisarev yoser. Aboligrom lechabos adoluk kvar osu. What in the world is the Magen Avraham talking about? The case in Shas Bavli. We know the case. There's a fire which is raging. You're encircling it with barrels. So what are you, Magen Avraham, telling me? That the only time you say Gram Kibri is Mutter is when this particular item hasn't caught fire yet. Punkt Fakert. The case in the Gemara, which describes Gram Kibri, is a case where there was a fire. And yet he's saying it's only Mutter. What kind of a case? Limnoa Shalay Yisarab Yoser. The Moran is against Talmud Bavli. What's going on over here? What does it mean? What does it mean? So let's now took. We have to go to other Mefarshim of Shulchan Aruch and see this. Okay, we have to go back here and start to do a little extra. Mefarshim of Shulchan Aruch. They want Sharatzion. I get it too much in the Brura?
Yeah.
It says, well, I hope they have Sharatzion too. Well, in Sharatzion, Baruch Hashem. So you have the same Simon, Tafiyad. Okay. You press the green button, you get what you want, right? Okay. Ain't other ground keeper beyond, he says. And some disagree. The Machmir. Take a look at that now. Okay. So, my shikshim on a rum, Kavanoso, my shikasav nisham. The Lo Shari Guram Kibri Al Mamakam Pseida. That's what he means. As the Ramah says, in Shalat Chavbeis, says, editorializes the Sharatian. Bebes also Gahin La Mokar. As the Taz says in Sivkot Vav here, Lo Matsinu Chavar Lashitazu. Rabbi Yoel has no allies. We already found an ally, did we not? And I go Sashri. He said, Beferish. He says, Otto Lachatil. We'll see perhaps more allies. That's what he suggests. So what's going on over here is that the Magen Avraham is saying it's not Mutter once there's a fire. So wait a minute. So what does the Magen Avraham mean when he says it's only Mutter in a case where it hasn't started burning yet? What he means, Rabosai, is he's calling Tosa in the Rosh. The case of Tosa in the Rosh hasn't caught fire yet. That's Mutter. That's not Gram Kibui of Shas. Gram Kibri of Shas is also Shalom Malcolm Hefsid. Gram Kibri of Tosa in the Rosh, which the Chazishan doesn't really mean, it's not the same Gram Kibri of Shas. That's Mutter, and only that's Mutter. That's the only way to read the Magen Avraham, LP, what the Chaz and Ish says. Now, this being the case, He himself, a few pages earlier, he, on page Resh Mem, he quotes the Taz that we just saw. There's no Chover to Rabbeinu Yoel. Lo Matzinu Chover. Wait a minute. What about Tosus and the Rosh? Rama Biyantav Shari Gam B'Shabbos Eino Chayev. That's Tosus Losh. So you see from there, the Rama on Shabbos is more Chomer than Yantav. Okay? So, he wants to suggest that at the end of the day, we saw the Lashon before, on the Rosh, Mutter. Oh, you see Lashon at Mutter, only one that says Mutter is the Rosh. According to what I just said now, he self-quoted four pages later, Mutter proves nothing. Mutter's in a case where it hasn't caught fire yet to remove the bottom of the candle. But where it caught fire to try to put it out, there's no right here to Rabbeinu Yoel. To the contrary, he brings a whole bunch of people who are like Rabbeinu Yoel. The Mordechai we just saw, right? Both Shittas and the Mordechai, at least told by Shabbos, is in fact Aser. The Ran and the Meiri, here in Daf Kuf Chof, say it is Aser. Like Gosashi suggests that it is Aser. Okay? We saw that. Even on Yontif. And what's he talking about the Hagos Asher? He's talking about the Gram Kibui of the Rush, which the Chazanish assumes is more Kal. Because he said that the Svar of Rashi Choftes is not a Svar of the Raisa. However, one could in fact say it exactly the other way around. That the Svar of Rashi is a Din Doraisa, and the Gram Kibui of the Rush is more Chomer than the Gram Kibui of Shas. And therefore, when the Hagos Oshri says that Gram Kibri is also Lista Chathila, no raya that the Gram Kibri of putting barrels around it would be equally Osir Lichathila. It's interesting. If you look at the Sharatian, Choptes, watch this. Bovata Batsinu Chaverim. An interesting expression, the same expression we saw in the Taz. Ledas Harosh. The Svirlu Gamkain, the Gram Kibri Osir. Who's that? The Rajba, the Miri. They ask the Rebbe Psilis in Kavanos B'Shulamara Kibui Avshamar Ba'or Kolshkin V'zeh. So the Aruch HaShabbos says, wait a minute. The Rosh said his din in the Gram Kibui that cutting off the bottom of a candle. They, the Rashba and the Mimi, say their din in the case where you're just done walking in the street. They're not cutting off a candle where it's what we call their Aser, even if it's any Mamara Kibuyo. Even without the idea of the designated oil fuel for this particular fire. So it's not exactly clear who holds what in this matter. Let's go back, Rabbi Osai, to the following yourself. I can only show it to you now in Tshuvah Sfarim, but fortunately for us, Mincha Shlomo is a Tshuvah Sefer. You can get in Shuk on the Bar Ilan. Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Aleph, okay, discusses this in Simon Yud Beis. It's a pretty long simon. We'll try to find the right spot here. It's in Oz Dalitz. So far, it's still in Oz Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalitz. Somewhere in here. Somewhere around here. Oh, here we go. Watch this. Look at this. Tosus says over Chav Beis. Why? Machek Tas Es Aur. D'yachal Anu Rekulei Hai. Look what he's saying. A Chiddush Neira. A new Pshat in Tosus. And he has two Gedolim who say the exact same Pshat as he says. I want to pay careful attention to what he's saying. D'shani Hasa. Shubemes Mavir Umachabes Hapsilo Vashem and Shem Dolkin. Rakl Inyan Zeshlo Yechoshim Kigurama Bialmo Amrino de Mistrashim Bezeshaho Ur Nistrazigo Nechosh Miyad. Meyridik of already saying over here. Meyridik. According to him, Nirek Kibui, Doesn't mean it's the Rabbanim. It's a Daraisa. So then why are you saying Nirach HaKibui? It's Nirach HaKibui that it weakens the flame somewhat now. So when it goes off earlier later on, it'll be us at Daraisa. Why? Because it started now. It has to start now. It doesn't start now. It's nothing. It's grump. It starts now. It just went a little bit lower now, the flame. A little bit. And I'm chayav not because I'm lowering the flame. No, it's a gone. Even Tosaf uses the rush. The lowering of flame is garnished. It's that you lower the flame now. It's the beginning of the end. The beginning of the fire extinguisher. It's going to go on off later on as a result of the starting from now, Rabosai. Because they took away some of the oil. That's a beautiful new pshat in Tosafos. We learn pshat in Tosafos if fighting with the rush tooth and nail. The rush is your offer. Why? Because you made it go off earlier. Tosafos says, no, you made it. Also, why? Because you made the fire be a little bit less right now. Wrong, he says. Wrong. Tosafos also reason the rush. The reason the chag was it went off earlier. So why does he insist that it go off a little bit, it get a little bit diminished right now? Otherwise, it's a grama. Must it be dvash? It's pshat. Chiddush. It's against the El Tzeit. Have to be full disclosure. Against my great grandfather, Pnei Yeshua. He said, you see from Tosafos of the Rabbanim, Nirach HaKibui. No! Nirach HaKibui means right now, so that later on when it goes off completely, we'll have started from right now. Who said the trap? The Ksav Sofer. Quotes of Pnei Yeshua. El Tzeit. He said, Lomi Yechayev Eglal Zeh Shumach HaSalur. If you look at what I said, the cave and the Teichet B'shosh Shemistap Yomei Hashem and Maschel HaKibui, Shemach HaOro, Chi Agav Neyotze B'Suk Shal Gromo, ונחשב לאוסם מייסה וחייב אבל זה שקיבו לגמרי בסוף הולם הולך אז קיבו יסחיל מיד מיירד אבל מחס הרות סלב ינעת חייב maybe not even an Isser who else is this trap? Sfas Emes Sfas Emes is exactly the same thing Rabbo Sai so he has an amazing pshat those are Minchas Shlomo the Ksav Sofer the Sfas Emes all say exactly the same pshat in Tosis not the traditional pshat of the Pnei Yeshua. We were on both sides. I'm asking a question. The Rush didn't say that. The Rush didn't require that it get lower. Why not? Why not? Tosafos requires that the Malacha begin immediately. What's the Malacha? That it get lower. The Rush may say, no, as long as it's something I did starts right away, that's good enough. This brings me to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's famous suffix I told you about a few times already. The very short shuva, your gimel is very short. Oh, that's so long. Watch this. I was asked about a Shabbos clock. May you move the dial to make it earlier or make it later? Nearer. The Bahazazas have mocho kabore, moving the circle and moving the screw. Kila hakdim as a kibui. Choluk of a mixas migram kibui, they have modest klicheres, lay mayam, the sharp mokum seder to mavur. It's a little bit different than the classical case of gram kibui. The shani hasam, watch this. The bishosh shemamir as a kalim, lo nas adain klum, kaven shakol maskle rakli achas man, the hainu. The yachas shetagia lehem adleka v'akel yischamu v'yisbatul. Rak oz yetzu mayim v'yichamu. Mashek et hocha. B'shoa shumezes es ha-mochog. Hore ha-tav lo mistoveves. V'ha-mochog maschil teichav l'skar l'mokam ha-kibur. Nimtza. I told you this already three times. Now you're seeing it in print. Harei ze dome l'shofeich mayim b'mokam midron. Rochog l'mokam ha-srefa. There's a fire on 185th Street of Broadway. And I take barrels and I start pushing them down right in front of our building. I give a big push. Ghost press. One street, another street. Goes all the way down the hill. What's that? Is that grama or is that a mice? Shabazam is Mesupik. It's Mesupik. It's this very question. You need the malacha should start right away or my mice should start right away? Yesh lodun tuva. Yechoshev rak grama ke mechabe biyadayim. He's not sure. Afal Pikain, he thinks, in our case, it's Wakal. Why? because the kibui is only gachel shel matchis lo shaycha klal b'siyas pecham, so it's no daraisa and the hachmir. And some say grum is what the malkum seder rabosai can't fall asleep, etc., 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 etc. That's to make it go up earlier. Later, ain't with achshash shemachshash yisur klal klal. Kev the pulosu rak moneas akibu umenias akibu la malachi klal. Not do most of shemesh of neas as the oznibru said. Not do with that. Atan. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's famous shiva. Yes.
In the cases of the barrels, why is it more of a mindset to push it down a street than it is to place it near a...
Simple. If I place it around the fire, what is moving the fire to the barrel? Not me, not I. The Rabbana Shel Olam. He blew the wind. The wind did it, not me. Here, I did it. Big difference. Sometimes a super. My Rebbe Zichron the Rama thought this is considered his own maxim. The first side of Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is printed in Rav Shechta Sefer, the Ikvei Hatzon Siman Zayin, where he said that he was not happy with all this Shabbos clock stuff, because he felt that since you start a pen, it starts going around right away. I'm like rolling barrels down the hill. Yeah.
Is there a difference, like let's say adjusting it to go up earlier for the timer? Is there a difference between let's say pulling out the peg and putting it in versus turning it closer to when it should go on?
Pulling it out and pulling it in. What you've done is to make it earlier.
To let it go off earlier, like move the like stop peg. I guess. Yeah.
So those two are the same. They're both a problem. You do it earlier, it's a very serious problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks it's probably considered to be grumma, but he's not sure. And since he's not sure, so what's the din? All right, kibui is only the rabbanon. Right, what's the big deal? It's no malacha, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. That's what he's saying over here. It's no pecham. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's plan. You get an impression from the Mincha Shlomo that to move it earlier to go off is okay. But to move it earlier to go on, Chas v'shalom. I'm saying to go off, he's making. Because he says, even though I'm a suffix, maybe yes, grummer, maybe not grummer. It's a Shabbat the Rabbanan. But if grummer go on earlier, forget about it, right? That's a simple reading of this tshuva, correct? Didn't know what he said? He's a suffix. He has shalom tuva. He can be making when? Can't sleep. Look, after all, there's no real shalom on both sides. Why? What did he say? Some over here. Did he say it? It's only kibui. No. Didn't we see something about? Hold on. Yeah. Gachel shematzot lo shayach klal b'asiyas pecham. It's only the rabbanon and the hachmir. I get an impression. No pecham. It's stam mitmutter. In other words, even quote Rabbi Yehuda. We'll get to that later. If you don't answer the gufa zaser. That's if there is a pecham, which I don't need. No pecham. So gachel shemachas is mutter. So the Rambam says, Rambam holds b'lichos shen shulikum v'schayev. In Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis, he still says that gachel shemachas is potter, because it presumably is no pecham. So it's even more kal. So it wouldn't apply to putting on the fire early, on the light. That's the impression I have. However, what I'm telling you now, but to be honest with you, it's against the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasu. Can't show it to you today. I'll read it to you.
I'm just a fan.
Okay, maybe also. But look at the Shemir Shabbos for you. Those who have a good look inside. Perek Yud Gimel, Ke'ara Kuf Gimel. Those who have it, I'll read it to you. It's on page Kuf Ayin Zayin, the new edition. It says like this. You should make it Muktam Yosef, Ukanal. Wadin, the Sharina and the Tzorach Achol, the Tzorach Mitzvah. Look in Shin Lamadal, Chavez, and Bialach, and Dirmach, and Degara. Ground keeper is Mutter. See, as we matter here, not only to go off, but also to go on. Can't do that according to what I read here. Just letting you know, I think this is the problem. That's what he says. Narabosai, we have, thank God, Rabbi Vajra. Thank God they didn't keep us away from the Holy Tzaddik, because he's on responsa. So I want to spend a lot of time, Zikr from Rav Avadia, see what he has, a lot of tshuvas on these topics. And the Chvodo, we just had a Shloshim from our Yusra earlier this week. It's time to see what he has to say. Start, that's what he'd want. He wouldn't want us to say about him, he'd want us to read his farm. That's what every Talmud Chacham wants. Rabbi Omer. We'll start off with Chelek Gimel, or Chaim Gimel. May you turn off an oven, tanur gas, on yon. Goes to a long story. It's Kedaka B'Kodesh. It's a long discussion. Look what he quotes. A very famous quotation that everybody quotes. I gotta find it here. So lost this children, so long. He writes like this. Netzer Matoi, who's that? Rav Nosson Tzvi Friedman is a Rav in Bnei Brak. Okay? He wanted to quote our Tosis on the Chav Beis, it's a Gram Kibui, Mutta Biyotim. Okay. Dvar of Tmuim, Shere Yadavi Yadua Le'enko, Sheskiras Haberez Mashpial Miyad, immediately. It's not a gram keyboard. Keep your mamish below grama. And he quotes others. Hold on. Someone I'm looking for, which I. Right over here. He says, look what he says. Shum Shamati, that the Tzitz Eliezer was opposed to the Netzer Matoi. Okay? Shum Shamati Gamke, Kol Rash Gadol, Benispatim Bimodos, Beshem Gedole Ador, Shiotsu Neged Hetazen. Afal Pish Lenias Daiti, Hefrizu Alamida, Mashiotsu Bimodos, Brechovos Kiria Bazet. Neacha, Shev Yeshuas Yaakov, Sof Simon Shinam Adali. B'tshuvas nechad ha-mechaber, muchach lehokel b'nir b'idan, b'keiv en shenem mechaber mamash. Rach poseach ha-barash lo yikvo eidem ha-ishim v'meir ha-nichbe. The grandson of the Yeshuas Yaakov was mocked in this case, b'feirish. What's he saying, the grandson of Yeshuas Yaakov? You're not putting anything out. This gas comes in. I stop the gas. V'meir it goes out. I didn't blow it out. If I take water, I'm pushing it out. I go like that, I blow it out. The birthday wish, you know? But here, all I'm doing is cutting off the fuel source. The issue is Yaakov's his grandson's beferish matirin. That he had no right to attack the Netzer Matoi and paskvil in the streets. Nonetheless, the Maisa and the Hakov is okay. A very important yisod. A very important yisod. This is what he says. This is what he says. You're not considered to do anything. I want to tell you, I think it's an inappropriate phrase, the Mechila. It provides this Gram Kibbutz. My reader of the Yeshua Siakov's grandson is that it's not Kibbutz at all. That is Gram Kibbutz. I don't know if we can get Yeshua Siakov. I'm not sure if he's going to appear on the. No, it's a Mefarsh of the Shulchan Aruch. But I don't know if they have that. How many? Is there a chance?
No.
Okay. Okay. We have. It's downstairs, do me a favor. It's downstairs, not now, tomorrow. Bring it to, it's downstairs, we have it. Yeshua Siakov. I should have thought to bring it up. My mistake. So tomorrow, somebody remind me tomorrow in the morning, we'll get Yeshua Siakov. I'll read it to you from his grandson wrote. Okay, so the Pasha Pshat is not that it's ground Hebrew. It's nothing. And what's the Raya of Osai? Kinva. We just saw Kinva. What was Kinva saying with the Rosh? It's right here. Show it to you a second, one more time. Show it to you again one more time. Here it is. Bedura asriya meitzim takim shemuta lahosim mehem kodim shachas ben ma'or. So I'm removing this gas before it's caught on fire. So what's the Yeshua Siakov's grandson? It caught it before Shirosh. And the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, by the way. It's not just a rush. She'll never pass it this way. Okay? That's what he suggests. Now. Okay. Tuf kuf beis, siv beis. Pass it this way. Question. Should we say that, no, this is different. Every twig is different. There, all the gas is one big block. If gas comes from Con Edison, right? It's one uninterrupted unit of gas. How do you measure units? Tons? I don't know. Metric.
Cubic feet.
Cubic feet? Whatever it is.
RBT is.
Whatever you want to call it. It's all one big thing. So, and therefore, maybe you should say it's considered to be all designated for this fire. I thought not. What, I mean, all the gas in New York City is designated for my little fire? That's from the Rashi that implies you have one little cup full of oil for this fire. I found this throne in Shmir Shabbos B'chasa. Yep, it's here. Halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Osai. Someone has to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. What do you do after you get there? You have to go. Cannot go. What do you have to get there? So he writes as follows in Perek Mem, Rabosai. This is in Perek Mem in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. What about Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos? Of course, we'll be talking about it, as I said, in a little while, perhaps. In Ha'ora, Kuf Nun Gimel. He says, you get a goy to turn off the motor when you get to the hospital. My daughter had a baby once on a Shabbos morning. My son-in-law drove from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Shaar HaTzedek, and he put the car in front of the, you know, whatever entrance, and left the motor running. So the guy starts screaming after me, turn off the motor, move the car, park the car. So my wife's having a baby. She's not going to have a baby very shortly thereafter. And then you park it. I can't. He parked it. The car was there after Shabbos. Safety parked in the parking lot with the key by the security. So, he did it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. So, if there's no goy, you'll have to turn it off yourself. Number one, chas v'shalom, if you leave a car running with no security, any teenager can pick it up and go kill people. Why don't we know this to happen? And number two, he suggests over here as follows. Look what he's saying over here. Doma l'shofich neft al eish. I'm pouring oil into a fire. You stop pouring. That's the Yeshua's Yaakov's grandson. I'm stopping to pour gas into the fire. Then he asks why. Well, what do you do with this Rashi? What do the Rashi over here? You're taking the oil off. It isn't Yisra Gomer. Chof Testament Beis. Look at the end. Kevan she'ein kol hanev shebekli miyuvad lahadlaka achshav. I have 20 gallons of 15, 18 gallons of gas in my car. It's not all me you want for this trip. It's a long trip to fill up, to use up 15 gallons of gas. I hold a Gemara de Gesvara. So there's room to be made right over here. It's a very nice svar. I think it's the correct svar. Fine. Rabosai, let us move to the next source. We're still holding in the Sugya Masechta Beitza. Again, I'm going to show you as much as I can in Masechta Beitza. From the Rishonim there. Here we go. Kin Vishari. Different interpretations. What does he say over here? Kis min dakin shebe'esh muta lahasir in kona she'ochaz b'ma'ur. That we saw that in the rush. Please imagine, in ochaz b'ma'ur, also sir and b'yamtiv. If they're already caught on fire, you may not remove them from the rest of the fireplace. Miu, likacha ud mitzadzeh la'anicho mitzadzeh shel medura mutter. Kemen she'en miskavin klal l'kibuy. That's a chish. I can take a twig from one side of the fireplace and put it on the other side of the fireplace. That's okay. Weiter. Look what he says, weiter. Mechaber. Shenot al Hashemen makish or aner, only by Shemen, is chatichas shel chele veheiser chatichas men aner, o psila shel shava vechotcha v'ur, kevet she'en kan ele gram kibuy, en kan isin. Hey, watch this now. Im lokeach odom ud min ha-medura, lehoir ba-laylo. It's pitch black, they don't have city lights. I'll take a stick from the fireplace and walk with it to find my way in the middle of the night. Lo dama le mistabik ben aner. Not the same. Olam regil lizar v'nachon. I already explained that in Shin Samit test as we saw in Masech the Shabbos. Ad kan le Mordechai, tov resh pei beis and gimel. What do you see? If you don't have in mind to blow it out, then it's okay. Then it's okay. Have a shayla, Rav Osai. Have a shayla. Let me show you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We were before Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Tov Kuv Beis, Rav Osai. Tov Kuv Beis, Siv Beis. Muta likach eitz adolik mitzad zeshel medura, ulanicho mitzad acher. Hol ve'enem mechava lekibu. Who says so? The Mordechai. We just saw it ourselves a minute ago. And the Mordechai, now you're seeing the Ramah quotes it almost verbatim. Almost verbatim. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, look at this. We got a link here. As the Mishnah Berurah said, "Klap Chav." Well, then in Shomta, but local Mishomta, the horror of the fun of Gam Kain Shari, in the Mechav and the Kibud, Yesh Machmir Bezeh, but Nochon Lahachem. We just taught us the Befeish in the Mordechai Tav Reish Bei Gimel. It's all there. It's all there. Take a look over here on both sides. Look at this. We have every link, links of links, shall links. Klap Gimel in the Shara. See here. I'm a little rabbi and mitzad the lokach kin holds the medura lahar the fun of shari atam near. Watch this now. Shein darko kokach li smite oro afilu kshu b'fnei atzma. You take the thing from the fireplace, this certain kind of special wood, and you carry it from place to place. It's not going to get so far down. Right. That's what he says. What does that mean, Rabbi Osai? Far down, not so far down. I'll tell you a story. When I came to my shul 40 years ago, now it's almost 40 years, I came Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, come. Parshas Bo. Everything was fine and dandy. First 2 weeks, everything was fine. I had my clothes and forth. I'll tell you about it some other time. Yotzris, not for now. But I'm the king of the hill there, the rabbi says, I'm going to the rabbi. Came to Pesach, that year, Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, 1974. It was the first time in my memory. I had no memory of it. It hadn't happened in 20 years. The time it happened before, I was almost a kid, 6 years old or something. I had no memory. I thought I was born up. So I started giving a few shiurim just, I see a couple of guests in the shul, so all of a sudden I see this, Tamid HaChacham in the shul, visiting their relatives in Pesach. So I mentioned in passing, it's going to be Yach Nahaz, you know, Yayin Kri Nez Hezmat. So what you do, you take the candle, and you put one candle next to the other, so you have an avuka for Abdullah. They start yelling at me, you can't do that. All of a sudden, my honeymoon is over. Honeymoon is over. One of the people who came, now known as one of the Gedolei Hador, named Moshe Brown Shlita, is a Rebbe in Yeshiva Farakwe, the Rabbi Naguda, West Lawrence, whatever they call it. He's a big time chacham. His father-in-law down in my shul. He's around my age. He's coming from there. He's all the times one of the stars. I didn't know he was even. So it's whoa. I gotta. It turns out there's a tremendous machlokes. It's nothing to do with between me and him. Gedolei, real gedolei thought about this one. What do you do? Shmir Shabbos has 2 days on this. It wasn't printed even yet then, but Shmir Shabbos, Perek Samach Beis, Harolamed Beis, that's in the second volume. What do you do about it? It's an interesting question. what do you, you know, are you allowed to do that? Because you put it together, you take it apart. There's something called the Hilchos HaMoadim. He thinks it's mutter. Because, come on, you just put it together for a second, take it apart, it's nothing. It's nothing. We could say, I would say, Ein Darko Kokach Lismart, you know Lashon over here? It doesn't go up and down that much. And here, you remember, you're in Ein Miskaven, it's not a figuration necessarily. That's why I thought it probably should be mutter. Anyway, since that time, I don't do it. I don't get in front of my chlekes and the people that are coming after me. The whole idea of avuk is only lechatchila. One candle is also good. I'm just letting you know, this is my first time I was challenged in my shul. Ooh. Anyway, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Ochel Shabbos says, again, I'm not going to read it to you, but you look it up in the first volume. You know, let's wait till tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be up. Remind me tomorrow to read you something from the Ochel Shabbos. But let's go by. Shlomo Zalman was worried that if you tilt one candle to the other for Abdullah, what's going to happen? Well, some of the wax will drip and will never burn. It'll drip down to the bottom. That presumably is called, I guess, a subsegration. I guess so. As opposed to, as we look at Shemir Shabbos. Let me ask you a question. How do you light it? You're not allowed to light a candle on Yontem. It's an Yisr molded Eish. What do you do? What do you do? You light one from another. No. Why are you worried about over there? So apparently, if you just light one from another, just tip it a tiny bit, it's not a psik ratio, and some of it's going to drip down to the bottom. But if you're going to put the two together, the amount of time it takes, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'Kein HaMelech Olam, Baruch Mi Eish, Baruch Eish, and then it's like this, those kind of things. So it doesn't take that long. It's a psik ratio, that's something going to go down. Shlomo Zalman said, maybe it's a better thing that you shouldn't do it. All right? Having said all this, let's turn to the text. We'll come back to Bavadja very soon. Bavadja, that's our main man for today. But let's first see. Oh, if I want a different, chelik, I have to go back to the beginning. I'm going to run out of bars here, tabs. So we're okay. Bavadja. Rabbi Bavadja has another chew about this, which I wanted to show you. Chelik Aleph. What is the first chelik? Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed Aleph. Before we see that, I want to show you the Mordechai itself. One more time. Shin Tzadi Tes. We saw it quickly. Let's analyze a little bit more carefully. You see there's some interesting problems with this Mordechai. Shin Tzadi Tes. Okay. Same shayla, no? Chavet is Machonis HaPishul V'yantif. Bo'ol HaHanich Tzas. You can turn it off and you lower it. We saw a much show about this yesterday, fascinating expression. Let's Shin Tzadi Tes. Rebosa, let's go. Shin Tzadi Tes. Page Chof Vov. Look at this over here. Look carefully. Look inside. He says it's also Shalom and Malcolm Hezek. How do you know? Enough on the right. Hochi Kama Bebeitza. Beitzel Avchav Beitz. Ein Mechabin Abakas Kitei Lochus Aleho. You see klar that Ram Kibui is also Lachatchila Shlomo Malcolm Hefzer. That is right. Ribbono Shel Olam. You call this Ram Kibui? Ein Mechabin Abakas. That's Kibui Mamish. What kind of raya is this? I don't understand the raya. It's not. It's kibui mamish. Not nobody wants. I don't understand. Once we're in Shmir Shabbos, I told you, he's one of our classic. We'll see sooner. Bavadja, I want to read it to you first over here. Perek Yud Gimel. He'ara Samach Gimel. Look what he writes. He says like this. What about the following situation? I want to turn my fire off on Yantar, but I can't do it. I have a trick. I'll heat up water, and the water will overflow the pot. What happens when that happens? It'll put out the fire. Oh, a great trick. It's a heter of grama. We shouldn't rely upon the chatzilah. He is assuming, Rabbi Ozai, it's called Rama. This is exactly the two stutter of Shlomo Zalman. The action starts immediately. Put water on the fire, starts to boil. Immediately starts getting hot. But that's at the instant we're talking. What did the boil water on you? The mice started, but the malacha didn't start. Here, Shlomo Zalman is willing to call it Rama. That's exactly the same stuff he had when he moved, pouring the barrels down the hill and removing the Shabbos cloth. The action started now, but the malacha didn't. Here he's more makel, considered to be in the category of Rama. What does Rabbi Avadya say? Look at this. Let's take a look. Is it Issa D'Oraisa over here? Gachela Shem Matchis. So it's D'Rabbanan. What's the problem? Is it D'Rabbanan over here? What could be the problem? Yes, most is D'Rabbanan. Most is D'Rabbanan. Then he says, I found Shlomo Zalman. Moreish. He quoted a Rashi. What Rashi? What Rashi? Where is there a Rashi? Rashi Hanal. Where can you find Rashi here? Pirish Rashi, Shamatas Havadi Rabbana. It's the rice. So Shlomo Zalman quotes Rashi. And Shayach Kibbe Begachela Shomatias Shino Sepecha. Okay. Tame God alone by case of Shlomo Zalman. Hamistapik Ben Hashem and Shemener Chayim Ishim Mechaber. And he takes the word Chayim literally. There's no Pecham yet. Jemach Tassis or on there. What do you see? Chayim Bekibu Yigomur Av Shino Sepecham. And he tzotzah says of Shlomo Zalman. That Mem Zayin. Kibbe Gomur Ben HaTorah. There's no Pecham. Zokim Shlomo Zalman Nupshat and Rashi Membeis Gachelo Shemalchus Eno Soreg Pirish and Kolam Akma Saur. Right, it's never going to disappear, and that's why he's no deraisa. But otherwise, it'd be a deraisa even without a pepper. Af Shemilosh and Rashi Lo Mashma Kain. He says Sarach Lama Litchok Lefarish Kain, and therefore Gachelo Sheshu Shalhev Es Chayav Lehemishim Kibui. Yeah, so this is deraisa. Adkan. Says Reb Ovadia, Reb Shlomo Zalman, he ne hold alonu she'ein mashma kemi pirish Rashi docha ein zet teim aloma shemachav shal heves potter b'kol shelos ein os apechon. Why? You pass like a Shimon ein tzir legufas potter b'chol kibui potter zulas tzorach pechonim. After Rabbi Yehuda Shechol the Mechayev, watch this. And the Mechayev of the Dava Shiesh Lo Shaiches Lasias Pechom. What does that mean? You created a Pechom, but it wasn't your intention. You couldn't care less. We call it Ein Tzricha Legufa, Rabbi Ozai. Ein Tzricha Legufa, hold Rabbi Yehuda Yechayev. It has to be a Pechom. If there's no Pechom at all, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Potter. I mistopic when Hashem and Shemineh Yechayev Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Look what he says. Afarachokas Hashem in Menach Psila, Nasa Pecha Brosha Psila. V'shayach Basiyas Pecha, Mukhid Etzanan. We know it's Mishnah by heart, we say every Shabbos. Chutz Menach Psila, V'nei Shehu Osa Pecham. I think it's 100% right. Get some Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was a Yechid Shnifla V'nair. That Yechayach without a Pecham. It's against the Pasha Pshad the Sugya. Aye, where's the Pecham over here? No. When you remove some oil, it's going to go off faster. And when it goes off, you'll have a charcoal of that original lit wick will now become a charred wick. We call that a pechon. I think of Shlomo Zalman is very schwer. I think that Rabbi Avadya is, in fact, 100% correct. Even though I am an Ashkenazi. Emes is the Emes. Ha'amet ki ha'amet. Chacham Avadya, I think, is 100% correct over here. Let's go right. Watch this. Me'at Yishlama. Sidyat is like Shabbos. And Zorah v'ruch misayos lo choshev grama. So too over here. Shunaseh v'os ha'shoah v'lo liachas man. It's not called grama. It's a good chazara from the previous year. The Rosh of Rabbi Kama said only by Zorah. Right? Sham alachas is called grama. He quotes an Orchas Chaim that says, "Mechaber and a garum key. When you make a, you singe a wick, it's called and mechaben also b'mayim. If you pour water on it, that's called mechaben. Mechasen also b'ofer b'skavim elam, that's considered to be grama. It's grama. Okay? Not the same as mistabik ben Hashemin shabiner. Hosam no gea b'guf Hashemin she'yodah ha'odolim. You're touching the oil. You're taking oil out of the bowl to use for your salad dressing. Rosh HaBeis Adav Mechav Beis. Even Rabban and Rabbi Yossi agree. But also Mechitza is different. So too, Psichas HaMal Chetzes Hidava Mechutz Leish. I open this so that the, whatever I do, so that the gas stops coming, it's not touching the fire. It's only Grom Chutz Leish. Maybe it's only with the Rabbanon. Maybe it's only with the Rabbanon, he says. That's what he suggests. Is that really true? Maybe yes, maybe no. Let's take a look over here. Ein lahat, the bottom line. Even the three shvusim, each one has chokin. Number one, ein shvich l'gufa, that's Rambam, this yosu l'chayim. I don't understand what he's saying. He just said before, we read it a few minutes ago, that he says, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree there's no problem here. There is no pecha. Isn't this a contradiction in Yud Aleph? See, Chacham Avad, you have to defend for him now. How is that you can, how Yud Aleph jives with what he said in Sifkon Gimel a minute ago? I don't understand it. That's one shita. Number two, Gachela Shomatchis, the Rachos, also the Chabosa, Menator Medin Sirup. Okay. Commits all the water. I Gram Kiboy, not so sure. Comes Miad, maybe it's not considered to be Grama. So for all these three reasons, the bottom line is you're not permitted to turn it off. After you bite the Rabbi, what is it? What's the Rabbi today? There's a better way to do this. If you go back each time, tell me later how's a better way to save time. Chela Gimel Rabbi Osai Simen Yud Ches Simen Lushayim. Watch this. He's talking about the Shabbos clock over here. He moved the Shabbos clock. He says like this. He's not touching anything. He's only touching the Shabbos clock. He's not touching the fire. I, it's Gram Kibbe, only with Malkum Seda. Therefore, he says, he quotes somebody, Malkum Seda. What? Tamei HaChashmal. You got to pay for the hours. You don't need the light to go on. Adka. He says, wait a second. Wait a second. You call this Malkum Seda to pay a few pennies to Con Edison or whatever you call it. What's it called? What is it? Bezek? Whatever you want to call it in Eretz Yisrael. Come on. That's ridiculous. That's a Malkum Seda. Blake, the house going to burn down. That's a Malkum Seda. A couple of pennies to save in your gas bill. Nah. That's not considered to be Seda. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He brings a raya. Somewhere other. I'm seeing it right now. Finding right now. Somebody quote the quote of Chazanish. Chazanish is discussing this question, and he never suggests anything about Malkum Seda. Nah. If the cut off the bottom, he says it's not even considered to go be a Gram Kibbe. I did that a few minutes ago. Otherwise, it'll be awesome. What Malkum Seda? Bottom line, Rabbi Avadya Pazmas Halacha Lamaisa, that you may not, look what he says. If you're going to make it later, that's okay. To make it earlier, Osir Gram Kibbui. This is in Simen Yud Ches. In Simen Lamed, Bavad has more to say. Okay? Again, turning off the gas. Or filling up the pot and having it overflow, turn off the gas. Okay, take a look over here. We see this before, right? What we just hear? Similar, I forgot it already.
Yeah,
we saw this already.
Yeah.
It looks familiar. We saw this already. See, he goes back to the Netzer Matoy. And what does he say? No, he says. Why? Kol hagaz hazorim derech hatzinor hu keguf echad. A different twig is a different twig. Here it's all one big unit. And then he says over here, perhaps it's not considered to be a grammar, because it goes off immediately. Again, the Netzer Matoy he doesn't like. Let's say he's a big opponent. All right? Except for the Yeshua Yaakov's grandson, as we said before. That's the only thing it has going for. Fine. At the end of the day, he says it's not allowed. Look what he writes over here. I told you this before. This is fine. He wants to know, can you do this trick? Kumkum ole mayin, yirtuchu ach yiglishu v'yishpichu ole v'yichabu. So what's it then? Not for now. Look what he says. It's Risichas Hamayim. It should be okay. You're not touching the Guf Adavar. He's doing something which is called Michutz Le'esh. Oh. No, there's a different talis ocha. The talis shachas ba'or. We'll have to get to that a little bit more today or tomorrow. Afal pisha tava v'tagia v'esh l'kulo. But ha talis lo hupsa v'ed osu l'adliko. Rabosai, his shirt is not designated to burn up in this fire. I'm trying to prevent that from happening. Rak nofal v'esh ba'ones. By mistake, caught fire. L'chein gram kibri mutter v'zeshen osu and adama m'nei achutzalo. But ne'er shavor abosai sh'av sheno sein dover hamoneh chutz l'shavor mikom akom ha'shavor v'apsila shneihem huchnu l'adlaka chol shememayit me'echad me'em gorom kibui kazeh osu li'ach ha'shud l'kaner. We should be machmir over here. What he says. We should be machmer over here in this case. I don't know. And so too over here, what's his lashon? I'm not finding it. So now a case. Finally, when I look for a certain quotation. Here it is. Hoel va'esh huchad lahadlik ulevashel bo. Just said that you designate fuel, Rashi's Mabel Chav Testament base, you designated the fire to be a source of cooking. So now you're going to put this fire out by having this shtick of having the fire, the water overflow the pot and put it out. That might not be allowed. Based on the Rashi Chav Testament base. Rabosai, isn't this against the svara that we just saw him said before? Not all the gas was designated for this particular fire. We saw that a minute ago. How do you reconcile Vav and Zion? Maybe to say that all the gears wasn't designated, but the fire was designated. It's a new concept. The idea of designation is in Rashi, Chav Tesfah, on taking away the fuel. The idea of putting out a fire was designated, that's a new concept which he has over here. Fine. Fine. Rabbi say, let us finally look in the Shulchan Gibor that we've spoken about so many times. So many times. Open up here to the Shulchan Gibor and see what he says. He is the one who seems to be limiting the whole Grama story to a case of Sikresha. Doesn't seem to hold from the Grama at all. We see Mishnah Berurah is against him. Let's take a look. What page is it on? I don't have my sheet. What page is the Shulchan Gibor? Page Kuf Kof Dalet, perhaps?
Yes.
Kuf Kof Dalet? Sivkot and Gimel, is that what I said? Kuf Kof Hey?
No,
Kuf Kof Dalet. Whoever has Kuf Kof Dalet in the old print, looks like it's maybe Mem Hey or Mem Dalet. Okay, everyone see, alright, have a look inside the Shulchan Gibor. Please look inside, it's very important. Very, this is critical. Writes as follows. Higher the cause of our tour. It's the last 2.5 lines in this edition. Shemuto says of kol mashkin chutz min hamayim. Ah, here it is. It's kuf chaf hey. I'm sorry. Kuf chaf hey aleph. Mashakos of a Torah Rechaim Simin Shin Lam Adalad. Tala Sheochas Bohur Shara the Poshto. It's a Gemara. Half al Pishu Nichbe. Kevin Sheeno Mechava the Pshituso Zos Lechavos. The Mashma. The Mechava the Kach Shos the Poshto. The Ein Shemecha Mea Poskim Sheyaskin Davaze. Kimidiv Rekula Mukhach the Gram Kibu Shari. I feel the Mechava the Kach. He's the Machlok, is the Turk and the rest of the world. It's Ram Kiva Mutta if you have Kavana. You call the Gomnire, the Vada, I call Gram Kiva the Sharina Nubinian, Chain of Machab and the Chabos. A wild Chumra. The only time they had to have Gram Kiva, he caught the Shulchan Gibor, is Ain of Machab and of Segration. Now, who also Shum Dovalak, so Spiffnay had Lake. All you want to do is prevent the fire from spreading. You don't care if it goes out or not. As a result of what you do, I had a Kav Ba Kibui. Precess or of Mechitas Kelim Malaya Mayim, or the Sinus Pirek and Tachas on there, Chayotze Veil, She'eno Mechav and the Chabos, Ela La Hogain, it shouldn't spread. Hilka, E Behind Maise, She'o Sebom and Mela Kibui, Shaper Dummy, Lohavi Ela Gram Kibui, Below Miskave, Di Miskave the Kap, Afilo Ayade Gram Osir, the Torah says, Umil, Ain't a machab on the car. Half of P. Dalip Sigration. Shari. Ayade gram. Sharehi Tiru. Lachtos Bekele Malaya Mayim. Half of P. Shabbatai. Yis Bakul. Vichabu. Ayab Sigration. Vikomakam Shari. Kaven. Shane. Ola gram. Ain't a machab on the car. Uvisupkani. Kolech Shabbos. Hanase. Below Miskaven. Ade gram. Ayab Sigration. Ki Ay. The gram Kibui. Isharia. Odilah feels Gabriel Blake Achilles. We spoke about it earlier today. Is there a Rabbi Yol has a chaver? It doesn't have a chaver. Adkan, the famous Shulta Gibor. This is the famous Shulta Gibor. This is the one. This is the one. Now, let's analyze this very carefully. We pointed out the Svara with the Psikresha of the Shulta Gibor. The Svara is Psikresha that we call Chad Maisa. It's not Chad Maiser, Rabosai. There's no Issub Segration. So Chad Maiser, we suggest, has to be simultaneous. But over here, I did something now, and the fire's going to go out later. Not simultaneous. It's not simultaneous, Rabosai. The straw of Chad Maiser doesn't apply. And then, Segration is Mutter. So Segration, Yachazman, It's called a psik reisha begroma. Rabbi Osai, open up the shin lamed vav and shavani mishnah brura. Shin lamed vav. This is against the Maharal Prague. Maybe you saw shin lamed vav psik gil. The Maharal Prague, we saw in Gerariah, it says that the same is for applies to Zeriah. Zeriah, I plant, now it grows later. So therefore, there's no problem of psik reisha. But the Shabbanom says not that way. Hochle beginos, Asur, page 360. Ha'ochle beginos asur alito yedeim al asovin shemashkim osam af al pi she'enem b'chavnin psik reishahu against the Gerar, against the Merami Prat. So wait a minute. We passed like the Shilta Gibor, I'm sure hoping, otherwise we're really in trouble, can't open the door to your house. But against the Merami Prat, what's the difference between one and the other? What's the difference between the Shilta Gibor and the Merami Prat? He's talking about Zerir, he's talking here about Kibui. This is the Mapshat. I think Mapshat has some merit. The difference is, Rabbi Osai, in the case of Zeriah, the minute the water hits the ground, it immediately starts the Zeriah process. So we can call it Chad Maisa. It takes 3 weeks till it starts to really grow. So what? The actual planting started right now. The growing started right now. In the case that the Shulta Gibor is describing, true, the action started right now, but the erosion started later. I have to tell you that the Pashut and the Gemara is not that way, because the Gemara is not there going to the mikveh with the Shem Hashem on you. There, presumably, the erosion starts right away. That's the right of the Maharal Prak to the Maharal Prak. Maybe it's only mitzvah. I don't know what to do with that in particular. But over here, in the case that the Shulta Gibor is describing, what happened? The action started immediately, but not the malacha. Not the malacha, Rabosa. Not the malacha. The wind starts right away, but that's not the malacha. It's not the malacha. Not exactly the same thing. So therefore, Rabosa, if this distinction is true, isn't that a riot to the Mincha Shlomo, Tzad L'Hakol? That even though the Shabbos clock wheel started turning, but the kibbutz didn't start turning. That's exactly the distinction we're drawing over here, according to the Shulta Giborim, that if the wind starts blowing, it's okay. But if the seed starts growing, then it's not okay. Again, I still need your help to take care of the case of going to the mikveh. That's the problem, it starts to erode immediately. Although we get, but that's not an absolute right. Maybe as follows. We read the Shulta Gibor Svara, it's about Chad Maisa. Yes, Chad Maisa, no Chad Maisa. There, it has, the Malacha has to start right away. If the Malacha doesn't start right away, even though something else starts right away, my action doesn't make a difference. Chad Maisa means what I do and the Malacha are one. They have to be simultaneous. You have to be part of the Shulta Gibor, not like the Maharal Prag will be in Shin Lamed Vav, Siv Gimel. If I'm Mechavim, I'm taking the barrels and rolling down the hill. I'm a chavim for kibbutz. Then it's at least arguable that my action begins right away. We cannot consider it to be in the category of groma at all. Can't. We had a sharet in here. I wanted to show it to you again. We were here before. We'll see it again. We saw this already a little bit. Right? What do we see? Lamatzinu chaver l'shidazu of Rabbeinu Yo. Right? But he goes, and therefore, you don't even need a hefsin. You don't even need a hefsin. You don't need a hefsin. Right? Now, I can't get you all the mefarshim, though. Am I correct? What mefarshim are there on the Shulchan Aruch? Just the class, like Mogen Avraham is there? So the Taz is the one who said that Rabbeinu Yoel is a Das Yochid. We can forget about him, right? The Taz says, Lo Matzino Chava. The Mogen Avraham, who disagrees with the Taz, but he says he agrees that the Rush holds that it's Mut. Although we thought, we said Chaznish, that's Lav Dach Shukram Kibur, the case of the Rush. But the Mogen Avraham didn't realize that, he thought. But the Mogen Avraham is very interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Mogen Avraham learns Pshat in the Rush that way. Can't say pshat that's mistapa yonek in memara kibuya. The pasuk around kibuya is mutter. It's an important carbon asana, but I can't show it to you. The carbon asana anyway, can't find it, right? There's no sound on links on the rush. Well, we read the rush before. We'll see if it's true. The links. That was strong. Only have God's Sashu. I can't show it to you. You can look it up in the Sefer Beitza, Sivkot and Samach. I can show it to you perhaps in the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch if it goes that far. I don't think so. The Korban Asana wrote a Sefer called the Siv Chaim. Not on the Siv Chaim of the contemporary, but that's his parish in the Aruch Chaim. Let's see. That, but let's try it. Ooh, close. The Sivos HaMishpa, no, the Siv Chaim. Like, they don't have it. If you look there, you'll see he has a I don't know. I can't go into all the Pratim right now. I can't show it to you. I feel so bad. I would be able to show it to you. Can we get it on Hebrew books? They give a picture of a page?
Yeah.
Can you do that for me, please?
Yeah.
Page on the other thing. You all turn to Shin Lamed Dalet, please, at the end.
Just stand in Shulchan Aruch, right?
No,
it's a separate sefer, or?
I was going to show the Korban Asana on the bottom of the Rush.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, fine, that's fine.
Okay, so, Rush.
One second. They have it just on that spot.
Shots. Yiddish.
Maybe I can just get it over here.
Okay, that's what I mean. Okay, very good. Did they go past the first? Let's put it away from now. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a better look. Please turn to Shin Lamed Dalet Sivcha Beis. Shin Lamed Dalet, we only have another 10 minutes to go. We have to cover some ground. Shin Lamed Dalet Sivcha Beis. What does it say over here? Gram kibui mutter. Says the Bialacha. The gram kibui mutter. Okay. The first one. Shavara is baku shagilam ad leka. Shaylem koch lakamal umnea shakadoshime. Umash begamara. Tafila mechama lazeh. What's the raya? Memzayanam ad beis. Eshemekarves kibuyo. The rabbana mutter benitzotos. Afilu kibishabis. After mechaben shiachabe ayadei zeh, you want the sparks to go out. It's still mutter. I don't agree, Rabbi Osa. The shulta gibor, it's against shulta giborim. Who thinks the shulta gibor never learned Shabbos at Mem Zayin Beis? Perish the thought. What do? You don't want to necessarily extinguish the sparks. All you want is that the sparks should catch on fire. The fact that they go out is irrelevant to you. As long as they don't, right? Follow what I'm saying? It's the same idea as the barrels around the fire. You don't care if it goes out. As long as it doesn't spread. Exactly the same thing over here. But then he says, Chemucham sham, that kufchaf med beis. The mapik, the grom ashari, midachsiv lo sasibo malacha, asiyu the us the grom ashari. V'dumer da'asiyah, which is mechaveh, sharina b'gurama. Ooh, now we're talking a riot. Whoa, the shulta gibor do with this. Open to kufchaf mit beis and take a look. Open to kufchaf mit beis and take a look. See what it says. And only the Gemara proper, kufchaf mit beis, with the pirish of Rabbeinu Chananel printed on the side. Kuf Chof Vebeis. Take a look. It says, Sugya Nishmaita, it's the fourth white line on the bottom of my print. Have you all seen Mata, the Kalim, the Mind, the Gon, Kalik, Mata, the Kalik, the Kalik, the Kalik, the Shibin, the etc. Half Alpish and Gram Kibi Osir. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi, Shari, Gram, Achik Hashem, Mishim, the Amalach, and Hosam, Asiyu, Osir, Gram, Shari. Rabbon and Bishabis, Gromak, Omalechas, Mat, Shavisi, Piyosu. The Afal Gab, the Tzibos, Asik, Amalach. With the Raisa, Asiyu, Asura, etc. What exactly is Rabbeinu Hananel saying over here? What is he driving at? He says, the Shabbos Grama Kol Melechus Mat Shabbos Yivi Yosef. The same Grama which is Mutter elsewhere is Asa Mishum Melechus Mat Shabbos. So right, Rabbeinu Hananel. I Grama's Mutter? No, Grama's Mutter. Rabbeinu Meskavet Psikreisha. So the Rialacha proof of this Gemara that Grama's Mutter even by Mechavein. Not necessarily. Grama's mutter, when it's not a melechas machshevitz, it's ainah miskaven epsik reisha, it's aser abosai if it happens right away, and it's mutter if it happens later on. That's how the shilta gemara of Shana Gemara. Repeat. If you're mechaven, forget about it. Melechas machshevitz. If you're not mechaven, asiya aser happens right away, grama mutter happens later on. Psh. Take a look at our boss in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Dalet Sifchav Gimel. Where he quotes the Gemara. If you may remember, the Gemara talks about your shirt caught on fire, last two lines of Kufchav from Aleph. Poshta Miskaseba, Vim Kofsa Kofsa. Interesting case. Sifchav Gimel. Halet Shachos Behor. Poshta Miskaseba, Benachoshishim Tichbe. Vyeshmi Shomer. Said Tzorach Shelo Yiskaven Lekach. You have to have kavana not to. You cannot have kavana to have it go out. What's pshat on both sides? Let me give you my pshat. Look at Mishnah Brurah of Cotton and Head. It's the correct pshat. What do you mean Lo Yiskaven Lekach? Who be divrei atur? Ayin b'taz kan. Shirok be'er shebirot zolama. Shelo Yiskaven b'pulos olachabos mashuhud lakvar. Ela Shalom to Lak Yoser. That's Poshim Shad the Gemara. The same was over here. I put barrels around the fire. I don't care if it goes out. Shouldn't spread. So I put water on this half of the shirt so the fire shouldn't spread. That's the simplest shot of all. Vim Ira Yedezeh Nich Behor. If it turns out that it's going to go out, Nu Lagarmi Lehna Cholshesh. Kevish Lona Skaver Lezeh. Rabbos, that's a beautiful shot. That's the simplest pshat of all. I hold that the Taz is emes lamito. Look at this on the bottom. It tells where it comes from. This is the pshat of the Taz. I think it's the poshut pshat, the simplest pshat of all. However, Rabbi said, the sad fact is no one agrees with me. Everyone else has other pshat. Other pshat. What are the pshat? What are the pshat? What are the pshat? Let's go a little bit further. Uledina mashem yedivri ha'achronim the safsina the gamba the skavim lezez mutter ela shi zara shlo yorot tzvi yikpo tzvi enana atzva ona v'ona ne shi yikpo o shi enana es atalak ne shi yikpo. That you can't do. The chozeh ala os the master kibi mamash v'la gram kibi hu but he also can't be a straw exclamation point. Ela viskase batalas gedarkim. Sefer Torah, also kind of Sefer Torah, the last line of Kukhav and Aleph, the same idea. What's to do? What do you do? Posh to the Koriba, then Kofs to Kofs to Gemara. What does that mean? Do you believe this? You're putting the shirt on and off and on, but you have no intention that it should go out. What are you doing? You're in the sugar? You put the shirt on and off on 100 times. Who does such things? Who does such things? A very shverib shot. So much so, that when the Torah said that because Eina Meskava Lekach, the Beis Yosef suggested what he means is as follows. You need to put on the shirt. You need to be from the Sefer Torah. If you put water on the other side of the talus, you have in mind, you should go out to put them anyway. Mishum Grama. You're not doing the Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. Here, doing the Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. You're doing the Miskaven, namely, that you have use for the Sefer Torah, real use to put on the shirt, on and off. Other Poskim say no. You don't need no need for the Sefer Torah, no need for the talus. No. They say it's not a psik resha, and it's kalach hayad, and they never made an exam of Malkum Seder. And therefore, it's permissible to try to have kavana to put it out. Who heard of this stuff? Why should that be so? Well, if kavana put something out, it's not a psik resha. You're mechava the kach. Am I allowed to be mechava to do a malach on Shabbos if no 100% I'm going to succeed? That's what it says in the Beis Yosef. How can it be? How can it be? How can they allow kavana? What's going on over here? What's pshat? Kavana's okay. The Shabbat Paskins that way. So the answer is, I believe, based on Reb Chaim, based on the Torah of Nachman Malach, let us makshavas osra Torah. If you're not for sure it's going to accomplish the desired goal of extinguishing the fire, you're not doing the passion which is guaranteed result, it's no Issa Doraisa. But then if it's not for sure, then we'll have to smash Shabbos. That was a Chaim Svara, Psik Reishit Lo Nicholei, is worse than any Meskavim, even according to those who are not going to all the Pratim. Achidish Nifla, though. Since it's not a Doraisa, because it's not for sure, based on Torah Sudak Memal, and it's also Kalach Hayad, and maybe it's an Enshil Gufa, they're making. It's interesting, if you look at Sharatzi, it's been involved here, Bach, Mogan Avraham, Ali Rabba, against the Taz. I like the Taz. The Masha Minei from the Taz, the Chalaposkim, also the Dekatur, I thought was true. The Bach and Mogan Avraham say, even according to the Turitz Mutter in this particular case, because you're not for sure it's going to go out. Is what he suggests. There's one more thing which I don't have time to go on today. In the, you put 2 days in Sipchav Gimel. May or may you not put water on the other side of the talus. 2 days. Yesh Mishomer. That's permissible, yes or no. There's another carbon asal I want to show it to you. I put it on my comments, carbon asal. Maybe tomorrow, better luck getting the carbon asal. Let's see what he has to say. Let's see how to describe. Tomorrow, we'll try to finish up these in Yonim as best we can.